Yo.
Hey. Can you hear me?
You listening to Hashtag W-A-W. What a week. Yeah. What a week.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Thanks for opening another episode of our production. We like that you enjoy what we have to offer, which is why we carry on doing it, believe it or not. Another reason is that we are some of the people who probably wouldn't get work at any of DJ Zinhle's businesses because we are unemployable. So we figured we might as well carry on with this venture. So, welcome back to Wow, What a Week.
This is Wow! What a Week. What a Week. This kid really kicks.
Our comedian is in the building. She has me in a little bit of a dilemma. Her current work as a comedian has the ability to have me doubling over with laughter. However, knowing she was once a teacher has me sitting up straight and watching my posture and crossing my T's and dotting my I's. But Melly will testify that she has the power to make them feel all sorts of relaxation. So please give a welcome to someone who proves that swearing isn't always necessary, whether it's with audiences or school children. Make some noise for Khanyisa Punu.
Yay!
How are you doing, Khanyisa?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
Oh, Grant.
And Grant.
Former mem.
Hey.
Why were you mem in the first place?
Hey, I was mem because I was still not sure what I want to be.
Yeah.
I thought if I can be mem, I go to Balula, then Kandi Pago mem, and then I can be sure of what I want to do.
Were you a funny child? Let's start with your childhood.
Yes, right? I was a funny child because I was a lazy child. My mother used to say, I don't know about lazy, pin be a cheek. Funa kube soft ka ulezi so that abantu bakuncedise kobu ulezi bakho. So bendilezi ndingafuni mhlawumbi zitya ngona bahlawumbi zitya kungcono babasele izitori bahlawumbe behappy.
Yeah. So you also speak about how you were bullied a lot as a child.
Hey, that article ndayibona online. I was never bullied as a child.
So you were never bullied?
Oh, and ibonile la ndothuka lo mntu uthatha abhayiza. I was never bullied.
Oh, so the internet lied about you?
Hayi, baphosisa shame. Hayi, I was never bullied. Uba ndibhuliwe, ndibhuliwe like any other child. Like, esikolweni mhlawumbi bekho lo mntu. But it was never something I even felt good it's worth mentioning. Because
yeah.
I was so, never bullied as a child.
So things were not bad?
I know.
Okay.
No.
So then you decide you're going to be a mem.
Yeah, yes.
Were you a funny mem? And how would you say being a school teacher prepared you for show business?
Yo, that part, I agree. It prepared me.
Yeah.
I was not really a funny mem, but my colleagues would say I was funny. With my learners, I was not really funny.
Mm.
Because if you're too funny with learners, you're also like it.
Yeah, respect is out the window.
Yeah, no. Yeah. So with my colleagues, Begumnandi, like a staff room, they would always miss me if I'm not around.
Sure.
Begumnandi, but dealing with learners, abanga mameliyo, abantwana bazawuthi ubaxelela le benze le, abantwana bazakubiza ngamagama, abantwana that prepared me for entertainment industry.
Sure.
I always say, noba umuntu uthini andisakhathali because abantwana banditraina. I'm ready for anything.
Exactly. So how did the break happen into comedy? Because I know that you were on You Think You Are Funny.
Yes.
And you made it to the top six, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Was that the break?
That was the break.
So and who said, can you enter this thing?
I decided on my own, but
sure.
I didn't know Kuti it was going to take me to stand up. Ignorance is bliss. Ndiya phambana ncinga icompetition, ngifuna uwin imali, uthuba uwin imali ngibuyele bomini bamba kudala.
So now what did you think you are supposed to do if you're not doing comedy?
Ndicinga phaya.
At the show.
At the show. Ndicinga kaloku uzaba competition ba kule episode ubani oza tell the funniest stories.
Yes.
From
yes.
One stage to another until some ultimate win.
Sure.
So I didn't know good to stand up. Even when I got there, I realized that first because we vague good to have a corny audience. Stand up most sense.
Yeah.
Kumbula one there was a guy down so I Cape Town. I mean, sorry that, but I airport, I see Cape Town, I see East London,
sure.
But Saturday, so you too. I've never done it, though, stand up. But I mean, they show you funny stand up comedians. I not for me, I'm not going to end. And even then, you realize, I'm like, okay, man, I'm becoming a stand up comedian now. So ndi mhlambi if I had been told uba lento uyenzayo uza kusa mhlambi athi hayi not for me.
Mm.
So I'm glad good I did not know.
You recently lost Uma, your mother. And your mother was one of the people that said, are you sure
about this?
About this thing.
Mm, 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 mm.
How did you soften her along the way?
Mama.
Yeah.
Was softening sango kwake because that mama, imbangbanding or yi gim no teaching yogunza anything else is because the certificates I'm always be there.
Sure.
If I seben zilendo, zapindo fulum sebi.
I'll go back.
Yes, I'll go back.
Yeah.
So she was still not convinced, but mama used to say gekumati. Give a convinced God call good time, Nancy Miley, mom.
Yeah. Oh, here's a new house.
Yeah. Zanga did feel a new house, but fortunately, my mom gave me a 7 and I refused to be a teacher.
Sure.
And for the longest time, she was a school principal. So, she was comfortable. Mm. So now I was just giving her money, mama. Nancy Miley, and I tamed. So she was happy and she was over the moon when I opened for Trevor Noah.
Mm.
Then I realized, okay. This decision is not that bad.
There's movement.
Yes.
So losing Ma.
Yo.
And life must also happen.
Yes.
Gigs must also happen. How are you internalizing this new chapter? Because it's a brand new chapter.
Yo, it's a brand new chapter. But I think for the first 3 months, I don't believe at all. There's no way.
Or she'll call.
You know? And I used to listen to her voicemail to call her just to hear her voice. Yeah, but ngoku, I think that accept her. I think they accept her.
Sure.
But I talk to her every day. Even now when this happened, Mama, I wish you would call to see the things I'm doing and the way Ubombambo I'm writing.
Sure.
You know?
Mm.
Yeah, and she was my pillar of strength. Mom, and Kumbul, your performer. And I'm phoning the next day.
Sure.
She wanted to know all the time. Especially when I'm telling Mama, I'm going and nervous. I was about right.
Mm.
And whenever I went phone, like, I'm going to tell Mama, I'm veteran. Oh,
what are you going to miss the most about Uma?
About Uma, I miss her always wanting attention here too.
Sure.
A phone, pretending a phone, yeah, mama, when phone is all. That is all. Oh, that was a long time
it's
ago.
It's a new day, Pen.
It's a new day.
Yeah.
I miss how she always wanted attention here. Mm. And it is true, but in life, you never know what you have until it's gone.
Absolutely.
But this is mama, I bo. But it's 13 is all.
New day, new challenges, new blessings.
Yes. And if you are on phone, mhlambi, 3 missed calls. Mhlambi,
yeah.
Is 1 hour apart. And for man, unewara. Something very bad happened to me. Daibo, mama. Did challenge when Zofumani got born from Fumani? So many were. So I miss that thing, yes. But if I'm going home, who's on phone and upping off him because you say, start and disabled from the friend report, but until I get home. I miss that kind of love. We realize good kilom to a good hand. The Umdofunu was all the time by you are safe.
Sure.
Yeah.
Have you, let's move on. Okay. So rest in peace.
Have you
ever shoplifted?
No.
Never?
No, I've never.
Yo, Tina, we used to shoplift. Mara's children, though.
Uh-huh.
Hey, we used to always, it was either always sweets or chappies. Nothing big. I've never shoplifted anything.
Okay.
Or in marbles. We used to also
marbles.
Shoplift. Yo, I don't even, yeah. I can't believe I'm confessing. But the beautiful thing is we were never caught. I think the closest to getting caught was when we were stealing oranges at a house.
Okay.
And then the owner released our dogs.
Okay. Whoa!
And the dog grabbed my pants.
Uh-huh.
Mara, they ripped.
Mm,
so I was able to jump the fence. Because had they not ripped my pants, the dog would have pulled me to the ground. And right now, you'd be sitting here alone.
Yo,
there'd be no DJ Fresh. Anyway, so there's a story in the news currently. A shoplifter, I think at a ShopRite, was allegedly left in the shop overnight.
Okay. Aibo.
And they were found dead the next day.
Aibo.
And what we're told is they were probably put in the overnight fridge. You know, obviously people in Rotunda don't understand what the hell is going on. And obviously ShopRite are going to say, that's not part of our policy. What do you do to a shoplifter when you find a shoplifter in your store?
Hey, I'm not, for me, I'd be scared of the shoplifter. I'd be the one who's running away from the shoplifter. Instead of the shoplifter running away from me. Whereas, as we are talking, the one, the kuma mom at the same time, my mother's sister had a shop. You can go and shoplifter because Ben Teng is a shop, the best something that would be shoplifting. And now, as you speak, I own a shop. In next to Soshangove, there's a place called Butsabelo.
Okay, Butsabelo, yes.
I've got a shop there. And I always, like in the years, but if I could just open in the morning, demand a shoplift, I would run from the shoplift. The shoplifter would have to chase me.
In fact, apparently, people have told journalists that thieves are often locked in the cold room as punishment.
Yo.
So, according to these people, it's a thing they do.
For how long?
But normally, they release them after half an hour. I'm sure it's just a punishment, Jay, that let your balls freeze. For a guy, frozen balls are small balls, and small balls are a deal breaker. Exactly. So the fact that they were left overnight for me is concerning, and someone must go to jail. Either someone must go to jail, or we must let the community do what the community need to do.
Hey, but why are they shoplifting? Why?
Have you seen the state of the economy?
It's very bad.
Tabanga, you are in a fridge for stealing a chocolate.
Hey, but people must not steal. The punishment is bad, but there are so many challenges. Business for chocolate.
Sure.
But the fridge,
then call the cops. Call the cops. Let the cops take them away.
Then Babu Yangoms.
For another chocolate bar.
High cops will take them away, but they will come back.
Yeah. Another big story this week. So I don't know if you remember P. Diddy's ex, Cassie, released a statement that Diddy used to abuse me. And then Diddy's lawyer made a statement that it's a lie.
Hey, lawyers.
And that the truth will come out. And then CNN earlier in the week released a video of Diddy beating up Cassie. He drags her on the ground. He kicks her. And then Diddy a day later or 2 days later releases a video saying he's sorry.
Because the truth has come out.
Yeah, basically.
Yay.
Saying he's sorry, saying he was in a dark place. I think he mentions rehab. But what I like and appreciate is that 90% of the comments are people saying, my guy, you said you didn't do it.
Not that place.
So clearly you are sorry you've been caught. You're not sorry you did it. Because your arrogance is not of a person that is sorry they did the thing. You're carrying on like, ish, now I'm caught. Now I'm the victim because I was going through a dark patch.
No. He abuse. No, I call it like abuse. Abuse is bad. Especially when you're powerful in Mali. You abuse abandon. The next thing, a lawyer Zako will speak on your behalf. But he's telling lies. And but when you're not a public figure, to prove yourself against people abanjalo. No. Uso rakasebenzi. Especially because aka confessanga. Ubhaqiwe ngoku uthi I'm sorry.
And you know there's a saying that when you have an opportunity to tell the truth, take that opportunity.
Yes. Before the truth force to tell it. Uyithethe ngokwakho, no. Ziyenzeke zonto like a similar story. I'm not accusing anyone. A similar story says DJ Tirano Nalando Mazana.
Yeah.
See, I asked ultimately to figure out quite Agunjalo, and so we're going through the same cycle of abuse and accusations of abuse because I say as who is telling the truth.
Yeah? Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm. But it's bad. It's also bad for right-handed. And then it was, it complicated Lando. The same thing happened to Mampinja Naye. Wavela, a better life. Babes or doom. But I feel about Kubega, we two subamatins, Tetaka Kuru Sabuyumva. So we really don't know how to what, which role to play in situations in China, because we don't know if the victim, Iafuna, your number, Lumdo, Abanja, or Lumdo. You know, there's a lot.
Mara, do you think in a situation where me and you are in a relationship and I abuse you and then you report me? And then I get arrested, and then you drop the charges, and then I get released. Doesn't the state have a responsibility to protect everyone else from me by saying, well, I know you've dropped the charges, but okay, now I carry on everything.
Yes, with the story. I think Mbekumela kunjalo. And in fact, yeah, I know, man. By dropping the charges, now kau kongene pa nga pagat. Because with lomdu right, and inzele, if you say, nangumdu wanzindwa wrong, we are mapolisa me again utwena kubegega mtu. So wena uyi perpetrator ye abuse hamba ke ngoku wena ongena pa uyayibona.
So you have some shows that are coming up.
Yay.
Where does your comedy go, Nje, in terms of things that you talk about?
Kapini?
Where, what, tell us the nature of your comedy.
Oh, okay. Yebo. The nature of comedy, my comedy is a comedy, of course. It's hilarious. Mm. But my comedy, from Doma Mela, you should be able to...
So typically, what do you talk about in your comedy?
I talk about myself. Mm. I talk about myself, things I go through, and people I meet. Some next week, not a tanga away, you never know. That's my comedy.
Give us an example of the things that you've gone through.
Okay, I talk about since I talk about myself.
Yeah.
Okay. Recently I removed two of my teeth, ne? So I normally in this joke on DT. Because I was a quick crime, lose them, you know, I'm through crime.
How?
Because I went to a doctor, and the doctor, na beninga funu zuzu amazinyo, bendine, bendine mouth ulcer, watu doctor, hai amazinyo, u doctor halo, klani, o doctor begunda way one, ugle building, bongo doctor balap, kui dentist, funaka pegeli dentist nai, ati haibo, upizi mouth ulcer, what about amazinyo, dita haibo, ati haka, ati zang amazinyo, afoneli dentist say fikile, and so kazi nota nifuna, iya amba nam, kai figa pa dentist, kangu wabo nangani amazinyo, mamo shakeli, tita kandu wabo nata haike, kai kufunu optometrist, afoneli chomi yake, ize inlinde mnyango izonthatha so abantu babhekelana ngam so ndisakanifika
so does the highest must
hey highest on the crime you highest in the road you must play building ndisajongele uthelo xa gqiba uthi prescribe his bags wathi bhatanda bhatala ndaqonda uyadlala ngokugqibela untheke jikela ngasemva ndabaleka because ndibonile a next doctor gynecologist next in mean venza uswakho that is the kind of stories I tell about myself.
Sure.
So many things and my experience with load shedding, minister of electricity. You come like a horse and two. That your horse and two. We're king of darkness and who knows. And size is paid. God, I. Upper, say, any high still. Long lost to them, Yamini. So. Those are kind of
so you should be Khosi Yabunzu.
Yeah, Khosi Yabunzu. Or ungabi khona ubunzu igama lakhe. Ungabi khona ubunzu. And funa babunzu igama lakhe. Makabe Khosi of something else. No. Kuthi into nokukhanya. Khosi yali said at least bangatshiwo. Hayi.
Or they must hire you.
Ah, jonga. Ngekukhanya okoko kwa South Africa. When we hire him na.
And you're a farmer most also.
Yeah.
You're a farmer, right?
Yeah, but yes, I suspended farming. Yo.
Why?
I did chicken farming for a long time, ne?
Yeah.
But yeah, each chicken feed is too expensive. I was not even sure, but the hands are the profit and science. So the inside yeah, the chicken farming, the same business in Dong.
That's
I've got a football team now.
Huh?
And the team in Mandomazana, I'm telling you,
what?
We are log leaders. German Tetana, we're top of the log.
So what's your team?
Soul Buddies FC.
Soul Buddies,
yes,
FC.
Ekai, I had a team before this app.
Sure.
It was Soul Buddies FC. And it was strong. I had players playing for Banyana Banyana.
Yep.
Banyana Banyana, Ubamba Nanimban.
Yeah.
That kid played for my team, SMGAG.
Oh, wow.
Back at home. I had
so, so do you coach or are you...
No, no, no. I do coach.
Yeah.
I do. I have coached, what was it, 2000 and... There was a year and then the upper high school performance center and the squad say Eastern Cape and that money gold up and it's coaching.
Oh, wow.
I do I did a few in fact there's a like coach Safari coaching. Mm. Level zero. So I do have a team. See a winner over. Now we can say that Johnson Gale 3 games already. So scored 20 goals, consider one.
You are lying.
I'm telling you,
20
goals in 3 games, consider one. Last weekend, so win a 10-0. The week before that, so win a 6-0. The first game, so win a 4-1.
You guys must be in the PSL, Mus.
I must start. Those are things. When I talk about football, they light up because they turn the football.
Yeah.
Hey, kind
of what do you think of people who are saying Sundowns domination is bad for soccer?
Hi, Ndiaba Vumela. It is very bad for soccer.
Why?
We can't have a league whereby first game, we know who's going to win the league.
Mm.
And also, I wish...
Yeah, I mean, for instance, the EPL final results just the other day.
Yes.
It went to the wire.
Yes, to the wire.
And that's what a league should
and
look like.
And my team is Arsenal. I was hoping they were going to win. I'm not meant for success at Poland. Any team got by Chiefs. I think... I don't know, but I think Ipokoto... Once Ipokoto... Yeah... They do not really have.
Then the sport starts to suffer.
Yes, the sport starts to suffer. Mm. I wish
you see what I did there, suffer.
Yes, suffer. You'll suffer for and suffer.
And then we look back and we say, suffer.
Yes, suffer. Sifile.
You've got a show coming up. Where can we catch you on stage?
You can catch me. I've got many shows coming up. Neshow Kaya Queenstown, the 16th. June 16th, Neshow Kanye Sapuno and Friends.
Mm.
I've got a show, a big one happening. Kopi Glendale, Emperor's Palace.
True.
Theatre of Marcellus. Kanye Sapuno and Friends. Lapon Dim Nosfiso Nene, no. Isaac Gampu, no Pele Pele Mtunu, Nondo Ar.
Yo.
No, you find us Eastern Cape, but Uvusi Oleg is all you lapoku TikTok a lot.
True.
It's very funny. So, yes, if people can come, Jabazo supporter guys, come.
Where do we get tickets? Where
and tonight, I mean, and the animals are there in Lendo on air. But on tonight, there's a, what is this thing? Says a lyric theater. Democracy.
Oh, yes, the roast of South Africa.
Yes, roast of South Africa. I'm there as well. I'm doing so many things, Bonange. Tickets will... I'm bad with it. And pro ticket.
Pro tickets, okay.
Pro ticket, yes, for him. Ukainza Pune and friends will say Emperors. But the rest of my ticket, I'm a web ticket all the time.
Okay, yes. Where do we find you online? On social media.
Online, Kanye Sapunu. On Instagram, doing @Bunu Kanye Sapunu. But if you search Kanye Sapunu, they are well.
Sure.
Facebook, Kanye Sapunu. Teta ng football yam. I get Facebook. I teta ng team yam shame. The crazy ng team yam. Yo, the crazy ng soul bodies. Yeah. Kanye Sapunu. Na ku Twitter @.
How do you finance a team?
Yeah.
Do you pay your players? Do you pay the coach?
I don't pay because I scored professional league.
Sure.
I finance a team. I'm 2 cents. My little money that the ends I own. Yeah, team in last week, when I was surprised and a kid enjoy. Like, I enjoy my team. I don't even feel, but I make sure that every weekend, by the transport, I pay the taxi men. Take them from here to here. And then after each game, I buy them food so that. But eventually, I'm going to apply for a sponsor.
Sure.
But the Funkal team, I'm winning league. Once team, I'm winning league. The Funkal, but this is a team worth investing in.
Yo. I'm so happy.
I'm a sponsor
for you.
Now.
No, we can talk.
Yeah.
No, we can talk.
We can
and see,
chonga.
And see how we can get involved.
Yo, chonga.
No, we'll talk. Kanyisa, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. Yeah.
I've been watching your career.
Hey, I push. I think I'm a career. Because I figure up and funpin it.
Yes.
But
slow and steady.
Slow and steady, yes.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Siyabulela. Number of watching yours and they are born blind. I'm happy that you're here.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, Khanyisa Bunu is about to leave the building. Don't forget to also check her out in July in Grahamstown. Ne?
Yeah, how can I forget? Yes, in Grahamstown for the Arts Festival. I think when they're happy, now what are they going to do? When Libale go back home, your life
about you're dropping the ball. Ladies and gentlemen, Khanyisa Bunu is about to leave the building.
Bye.
This is
Wow!
What a week. What a week. Celebrity guest.
Celebrity guest.
Welcome back to Wow, What a Week. Our celebrity guest is in the building. He's an artist that older music fans would associate with the color green, or more specifically, green, green. These days, however, he's more associated with the color red. Yes, red, red. Though many people will agree that he's a true blue South African cultural icon. Please give a warm welcome to someone who made a notable path in SA music and in creating a new one in SA politics. Honorable Member of Parliament, Ringo Madlingozi. Order.
Oh, yes.
So when there's madness there in Parliament and Buisen is getting carried away, where are you when this madness is happening in Parliament?
Watching. Yeah, I'm watching.
Yeah. So officially, Pela, Parliament disbanded, what, yesterday?
Yeah.
So you guys are officially unemployed now.
Unemployed now.
So what happens then? Like, what happens between now and the new parliament?
We're pushing, letting people know that there's only one party to vote for, which is EFF.
But in terms of, for instance, your allowances, your money, are you unemployed now? It's over.
Yes. But then, you know, you just get paid until the new parliament starts. Then,
yes.
Then, if your name is back, sure. If it's not there, then it's all right. Then,
yeah. What do you wish you had been warned about being a member of parliament?
A lot of things. Some of them I wouldn't discuss. But
yeah.
But yeah, you know, the realization of exactly what is happening in the country.
Sure.
Yeah.
What do you think you used to take for granted about parliament and being members of parliament that you now appreciate, because now you're in the belly of the beast?
You know, having to know that one has got to be in the know and exactly know reading, you know, every time you have to read, understand knowledge, you know, and that is what is needed. That's why I would think that, because we are where we are right now because the ruling party had people who were not very much keen in reading. Or maybe they are old. You know.
And then some were buying degrees.
You know, things like that.
Allowed to get away with it.
Yeah, that's South Africa today.
But would you say the ethics committee in parliament is toothless, though? Or do you think they're thorough?
Well, toothless, because it wouldn't be here where we are today. Wouldn't be here. If they had teeth, definitely there would have been some change. A lot of it, too, not just, you know, what we see right now.
So what do we change about our parliament? If things were up to Ringo, what would change about the structure? Do we have too many members of parliament? Do we have enough members of parliament?
We have too many members of parliament.
Should the speaker of parliament be from the biggest party? Should it be a neutral person? What would you change about parliament?
Look, first of all, there are too many people there. And some of them are doing nothing.
Sure. They're sleeping.
And there's a lot of duplication going on.
Yes.
So, but there should be a lot of, you know, consequence management.
Sure.
People should account.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, mm. and if that could be, you know, be the priority, sure. things are going to change
mm.
in a mm. big way.
Mm. Mm. So according to Ringo, if things were up to you, there'd be more consequence management yep. in Parliament.
Yep.
And there'd be less people.
Less people. And, you know, if the heads mm. are not working,
sure.
the heads got to roll
mm.
so mm. that, you know, the body moved on.
You're on two committees, right?
Yep.
What happens in these portfolio committees in Parliament? What do you guys typically do? What does an average day look like?
Well, you know, we all listen to what is being presented
mm.
by the, you know, the department.
Sure.
And obviously we'd be having the information prior. And we have to ask questions.
Mm.
Why this didn't happen? Why is it happening like this?
Mm.
And what is your plan to make it work?
Mm.
And if they are no, then we start to attack. And this is what you should be doing.
Sure.
This is how we should be doing.
Mm.
And this is the time frames.
Sure.
And of course, you know, it will depend on the voting, you know, part. If the ruling party says, ah, no, wait, you are going to expose us now.
Mm.
They can vote it out.
Sure.
Yeah. Mm.
What would you say your biggest win has been in these committees that you sit on?
The biggest winners?
The biggest win for you or for the EFF within these committees?
Well, look, you see, what I know that is happening also within the other committees, mm. even though I'm not there, EFF never let anything slide.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm.
We attack
mm.
until it's better it's moved to the right direction
sure.
or the voters out.
So you keep everyone on their toes.
Basically. That's what you should be doing.
Mm.
So that's the win for us.
Sure. Who's winning next week? Who's winning how much? Because obviously everyone goes into a race to win. And you hear every politician say, I'm in it to win it. Even though we know that you are not going to win it,
look,
generally.
Look,
but
you know,
everyone says, ah, no, I'm in it to win it, we're winning. Musi Maimane, I'm going to be president. Songe Zozibi, yes, we. You know what I mean?
You know.
But we all know that the sundowns yep. of elections is going to win. They might not win with a big margin.
Yeah.
But we generally know the direction things are going.
That's right.
Realistically.
That's right.
How is the EFF going to do?
You know, the leadership
yeah.
is on the ground. It has been on the ground.
Mm.
And it's, you know, it's exhausting, you know.
Sure.
And look, EFF is gunning for number one.
Mm.
If it's number one, it should be number two.
Mm.
Number three could be a lose
mm.
for EFF because it has been like growing, you know. And if there will be a positive, it will be a 100% growth,
mm.
definitely.
Mm.
And look, people have been on the ground and the ground forces have been talking to people.
Sure.
People to people, umdu emduin, one time to talk to people and let them know exactly what is going on.
Mm.
And, you know, there's this tendency of people thinking that politics is about the ruling party.
Sure.
And they even attack the IEC, thinking that it's part of ANC.
Sure.
So people should understand that we are there to make a change.
Mm.
We're there to let people know that this is what we have. And, you know, people always blame EFF. No, you guys, you've been there and blah, blah, blah. But it's only 10 years.
Mm.
And the if EFF was in charge,
mm.
obviously all those, pillars
mm.
of the EFF would be implemented by now.
Sure.
But you're all fighting for it.
What do you say to people who are scared of the EFF? Because there are people who feel the EFF is too radical, the EFF is too rough around the edges, it needs to be polished in yana.
There is no polishing needed.
Yeah.
Look, there's been too much polishing, you know, being done for the last 30 years or even more,
mm.
you know. It's time now people should understand and realize that it's either we do it or we don't.
Yeah.
So that is needed. Mm. That, you know, radical, you know, effect is needed. Mm. And also, we cannot be just sitting down and trying to be nice.
True.
You know, EFF is not there to let people know. They're there to agitate, mm. to make things work so that people understand we need change right
sure.
now. Yeah.
So let's say the ANC gets less than 50%. If you look into your crystal ball, what will the coalition going forward look like in your mind's eye?
I would be very much not clear on mm. that one, because these people are more like controlled some mm. way, you know. Mm. My crystal ball is looking at seeing EFF right out winning.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm.
And is that realistic?
It could be.
Mm.
It could be. Because mm. people are tired.
Mm.
You know, tell the people are tired.
People are tired, but yeah. people are tired, but there's also an attitude of rather the devil we know.
And that's the problem.
They're not.
And that is the problem.
There's also people who fear, based on coalitions provincially and at local government level,
mm.
the people are also saying, if you guys can't manage a city within a coalition, why should at a national level we risk having coalition chaos than rather the devil we know?
There's always a plan.
Yeah.
And all these chaotic, you know, situations, mm. chaotic, you know, visions that sure. the people see. Mm. It's a plan to introduce what we need to introduce mm. as EFF.
Okay.
So, say for instance, if there is a point that needed to be done, and we are in coalition, and you are not implementing what we want to, so we just, you know, keep our vote away, and then it sure. collapses
mm.
until you implement what we want to sure. be done. That is not chaotic. That is planning, actually.
Mm.
Yeah, that's honestly. Planning ahead. Yeah.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see what happens next week. But all the best to you and the fighters.
Each other.
In fact, before we close the politics, tell people why they must vote for the EFF and not for anyone else.
There is just no any other party that is very. EFF is love.
Mm.
EFF is unity.
Mm.
EFF is future. It is run by the youth. Nobody who is older will tell you about mm. your future.
For
your
sure.
future is in your hands. Your hands are with the EFF. That's where it is.
That sounds like lyrics from a song you wrote when you're still a Rasta. EFF is love, EFF is unity.
No, the term like that. Sitama fighter figile kweli shu. Fighter nditi fumaga mnande.
Yeah. Absolutely. Let's go back to,
sure.
to the beginning.
All right.
Because I remember when I presented Studio Mix with Melanie Son and Bob Mabena.
Yes.
We used to play Gecko Moon on Studio Mix. And little did we know that one of these guys here is going to become part of our popular culture.
Mm.
I mean, you've literally been the soundtrack to a lot of people and families
sure.
For the last 25, 30 years.
Sure.
So Gecko Moon then disbands.
Yep.
And then you start being a backup singer for other people.
Yep.
Let's talk about having to, as it were, downgrade, because you are in a group. You
That's
guys
right.
have won Shell Road to Fame.
Yes.
You're becoming household names.
Mm.
And then you decide, I'm going to sing backup for other people. So you've gone from the front of stage to the mm. back of stage.
Yep.
At a mental level,
mm.
how do you adjust to that? That I want to go from being the steering to assisting.
That's right.
Yeah.
Look, Tato, you see, we came in as youngsters from Cape Town.
Yes.
You know, I remember I would get on stage, you know, with backflips and coming in and singing. You know? Yeah, and, you know, as Beto, and we're young, and
yeah.
We had different influences, you mm. know. So others went deeper into jazz, like Hebe Swahidi and them, and you know, Odisi.
Sure.
And I was more inclined towards reggae,
mm.
you know, at the time. And yes, so as we grew, we outgrew each other, you know, after Road to Fame, after gigging around, you know, Johannesburg, you know, there was this club and Conor Rusik and Commissioner, you know, the Jamisons, you know, go there, remember they are. So, after that, and then Pedro disbanded, Sam went back to Cape Town. I thought, no, I'm not going to go back. I mean, what's the point? You know, I'm here now. And the hub of artistic environment is here. So I thought, no, let me just hang around.
And Joburg was cooking at that time.
All the time. You know? And I thought that as an artist, one would never make it anywhere else besides coming here. So, yeah. So me and Alan Cameron, the keyboard player that, that we were with the Petter. So we just joined it together and we formed Gecko Moon.
Yes,
even that, you know, we had that, you know, turntable hit, Green Green. And it never made an impact, you know, because at that time, reggae was not taken as a serious, you know, genre.
It was literally one artist people were buying.
It was like also Carlos Jeje. You know, and also Cobert in Limpopo. So tried, but then look, I had to start afresh. You know, because I realized that for me to start again, let me get everything and just, you know, go back to the ground.
So at an ego level, how are you dealing with it? Because generally as men, we handle ego differently to women. And normally a guy who's been at a certain level, it'll take a lot for them to humble themselves and say, I need to start from zero. I need to go and beg for, let me be your backup singer. Give me a chance. At an ego level, how are you dealing with it?
Look, okay, maybe I didn't care about that part, you know, ego and all that.
When I wanted to gig,
but all I wanted was like, because I'm feeling I'm the best when I'm singing, you know. So I was more very much interested in singing for the people, and sometimes I would get into trouble with the other, you know, backing singers, because you know we would be called to come and do you know, a session. For another artist. So we'll get there, you know, people are, will be waiting for, say, you know, the principal artist to come. Okay, guys, here's the melody, and here, here's the harmony, here's the rhythm, sing. And then I would always, you know, fix the harmony at the back without being told by the producer, do this. So I would be a pest in another person. They would think that I'm being clever.
You think you're bad.
Yeah, and since I'm clever. Because, but I would say, like, guys, I don't want to have my name in a bad sounding harmony. Come on, please, let's fix this. You know, and so I was very much into that. So the other producers saw this, you know, I know this guy, whenever he's around, you know, work goes fast and he's always, you know, coming out with a very good production. So yeah, so the so I was doing that all the time. So you started from there, you know, Tato, that I felt good, you know, backing, you know, people. So even though sometimes I would find myself being ill-treated by some of these principal producers. There was a time where the late Obra Ray. So we're fixing this, you know, harmony and all that. And he just gave us lyrics without the melody and everything. So we just sat down and we waited for him to give us the melody, at least so that we can work around our harmony. So he came by slashing us. I said, you'll never make it in America. You useless. I just picked up
my
bag.
You're not proactive.
I was gone. I left the studio. I'm like, no, I'm not going to take this. So, yeah, you know, so there were such, you know, instances where I would find that it's not easy. But I kept on doing it. And so Brahu, you know, also, you know, called me and said, listen, man, we are going to France. You know, there was this thing. It was Afrique du Sud. You know, it was a project that was created by his sister, Umamu Papra Masigela. So we got there and we were picking Tabu Kanyile, Busim Tlongo, Hugh Masigela, Jonas Kwango. Damn, all those guys are gone.
I was about to say,
you know,
majority, if not all of the guys who gave you a chance.
Yeah,
that you packed are gone.
Oh yes, man. You know, and you know, during that time when I was backing, you know, all those guys in France, we were there for like 3 weeks. So, Mama Busim Tlongo, you know, she came to me. She said, "Hey, look, I don't want you to be at the back, you know, begging me. But I feel like you have to be here next to me."
Sure.
I said, "No, but I'm begging." "No, no, beg when you're standing next to me." And then she encouraged me to, when you go back to South Africa, that cut your album, do something.
Didn't you getting attention more than other backup singers, did it ever cause tension?
Oh, yes, always.
Yeah.
Always, because...
How did you deal with that tension?
Even that, you know, I would just laugh it off.
Yeah.
Like, no, let's do it. Yeah, let's do it. Let's do the right thing. You know, and at the end of the day, they would realize that what I'm saying is right.
Sure.
Not that I'm perfect, but can we do it the right way?
Sure.
You know? So, yeah, you'd always be like, no, wait, when I... Why isn't that clever? Who told you that you are the producer? I said, no, can you just do it the right way? That's
exactly
all.
Yeah. Because ultimately, if we do it the right way, it's going to come back here anyway.
Exactly. And it's going to raise... Remember, you know, we did that... We chose ourselves. It was the late Wings, Khale, Zamumbuto, Sipongumalo, and myself. We called ourselves the Fourth Street. You remember, you know, the Fourth Street. So... we would go and you know, packing, you know, do the, you know, these adverts for different products, for radio and all that. So they knew that if you call those three guys, those four guys, everything will go smooth.
You guys worked at, was it Audio Lab?
Yeah, yeah. Most of the time, yeah, I was there. Yeah,
I used to do voiceovers at Audio Lab.
Yeah,
Lab and Video Lab mostly.
With Rob Schroeder, remember?
I used to do voiceovers there.
Yes. The late Rob Schroeder. People are going.
In fact, I started doing voiceovers there when I was still a student.
Yeah.
And I remember my media studies lecturer told me, find an agent and start doing voiceovers because you've got a voice.
In Boston.
Yeah, at Boston.
Yeah, yeah, I remember.
So I found an agent. And one of my first ever voiceover gigs was for Mnet.
Oh, yeah? All right. Yeah. So I remember, did a lot of recordings.
So we used to cross paths.
Yeah, no, look, those days, you know, it was... And those sessions, you know, they were... would do like 3 hour session for 150 rands.
Imagine.
But you know, you keep all that money out, you know? but well, at the end of the day, you pay a rent of 1,500 a month.
Sure.
But if you collect all those monies, you know, at least getting monies, you know, putting aside and
it adds up.
Oh yes, it adds up. So yeah, that worked, man. And look, we even won that Autumn Harvest jazz something against the band that I came with, Peto.
Sure.
Because Peto entered it without me, and we hit them in Makoyimukubate, we hit them all, and Chabukanyil as Fourth Street with no accompanying, like no instrumentation, because we were practicing with, you know, with these guys. I think it was Sipom Charlie on drums and Tando on bass.
Sure.
And how can I forget Peggy's surname? Peggy Koza.
Sure.
On guitar. So 2 days before we went and you know, get into this competition, the guys, Rene said, no, look, we can't do this. No, you know, because they thought we're going to be a laughing stock there. And then we went to the late Brav Victor Ndun.
Sure.
You know? Bravik came, you know, with this Buckley information of how to harmonize and everything else. So we went in there with no band, nothing, just voices.
Just voices, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We hit it, man. we did those three songs and the crowd went crazy, but we knew that we're not going to win. Yeah.
Sure.
So after that performance, we went, get into the crowd. Ah, Sapoza!
I have some autumn harvest.
But then they started to call the winners, number three, Jimmy Tlutlu, number two, Makom Khubata, number one, 4th Street, and looking at each other.
How? That's us.
It's us, man. Now we have to look for each other.
Yeah.
We're all looking nice in different corners.
Sure. So what's the lesson in that?
Well, you know,
for
me, you know, Tato is like, there's always, look, one must never give up on anything.
Mm.
It might look bleak, but if I, you know, keep on pushing, keep on pushing. Look, I've seen you. It's like, hey, this guy is going up. Mm. And it's beautiful because I saw you coming in as a student and I'm seeing you being, you know, the big guy. I'm like, yeah, man. You know, so I know that the future might look like, you know, it's dark, but working on something, pushing.
So it's not over until it's over.
And it's until it's over.
So
yeah.
And until it's over, just sip on some autumn harvest and mind your own business.
No.
Let's go back to your childhood.
Sure.
We're going to play a game.
All right.
With every musician that we have in studio, we play a game called The Musical.
All right.
Yeah. So this is Ringo, The Musical.
Okay.
I want you to take us back to your childhood. Which song would you say punctuated your childhood? When you think back, your childhood is that song. And if you don't mind singing us that song.
You know, I remember my father had this vinyl of Umamule Tambul with an afro.
Yes.
Just written letter.
Yes.
And there's a song there. Lomtanu kulele kumu zakuboni zulu zakunkonko zamama. Hey, zakunkonko zai. You know, that every time I listen to that song, and some of the songs that as I grew up, I listened to them, I used to sing them wrong.
Like which one? Which song? Did you make up the lyrics to?
One time, and Bragasi was sitting next to me.
Yes,
and I'm, you know, and it just came natural that I just sang the song that. Oh man, and you know it was embarrassing that, you know, he was sitting next to me and I'm saying this, you know. I'm singing. Imbumbutela ye, imbumbutela ye, imbumbutela. Now, imbumbutela is a blind man.
Sure.
Now, he knows the melody, and then he looks at me like, "Hey, Ringo, what song are you singing?" I'm like, and then I remember, yo, it's the song that he wrote.
It's his song, yes.
And the song is going like, "Ke khuputse hai." Yo. Hey, I felt like, and then I said, what was that? I'm like, no, I'm growing up in Cape Town. I thought, you know,
this was a song about a blind person.
But he laughed at me. So.
And the Brakatsi is homesick.
Ay. For sure.
Oh, man. That's funny. Anyway, let's carry on. Ringo, The Musical. The first time you thought you were in love as a teenager, what was the song at the time?
It was a song by the... there was a group of, I think it was three ladies with Barry White.
Yes, sir.
I think it was Love Unlimited, the name of the group.
Oh, yes, because he did the Love Unlimited Orchestra.
That's
after
right.
That. Yes.
So that I boom, 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 belong to you for as long as you want me to. I belong to you. For as long as you want me to, yeah, I'm in love with you.
Yo.
And I'll always be. And you know, every time I sing that song, and I remember, you know, the first girl that I was in love with.
How old were you?
I was still in lower primary school. I used to sing. My mother said
that. So you've been singing?
My mother said that I used to sing when I was three.
Sure.
And because, you know, like I've always had that musical, people come into my family house.
Sure.
And the late Bra Gibson Kente,
sure,
the father of theater,
yes,
of South African theater. Mm. So they would come to my house and then practice these songs. But this little three-year-old would be watching them. That's my mother's, you know. And
you're a sponge.
You know, and then the following day,
yeah,
when they would be singing the same thing, they would forget. But that little kid, three-year-old, yeah, is singing the songs that were sung yesterday.
Wow.
And you'd be like, you forgot, but listen to this again. So, yeah, so I've been like, you know, I've always been singing.
Yes, sir.
Mm.
Ringo the musical.
Sure.
What's the song, your song, that you'd say changed the trajectory of your life forever?
Hey, I'm dead to a hey, I'm old. Oh, I turn the lane to be. Sondela, Sondela, Standwa, Sondela. Nalu tando luam, lukine long. You know, I remember when we finished doing that song at, yes, at the video lab.
Sure.
Audio lab.
Yes.
So I had that you know, Golf One, where I had two seats at the back. It was sound.
Also, you removed the back seat and put,
put sound.
A box.
There was a big box with sound, you know. So after mixing the song, so we went to Hillbrow. Remember there was that Fontana,
yes,
shop where, you know, that the chicken.
At High Point.
Yeah. Yes. You know, open the boot.
Yeah.
Play the song more than 20 times until the cops, you know, chase away like that. But
So this song was fresh out of the oven.
We stopped there, played it.
Did you know already that here we have trouble coming with the song?
No, but it felt good because I was with the guys that were singing, you know, yes, in the studio, yes, yes, and we're still, it never got us, we were just happy to hear the song over, sure, and over,
sure,
again.
Sure.
You know, and we bought, you know, chicken, we sang until the cops chased us away.
Yeah.
And for some strange reasons, the following day, I think the late Orak Chabang, we remember?
I remember Orak, yes, from CCP.
Yes, so yes, he took it to...
We were at the same label, Mus.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because whenever we were promoting Fresh House Flavor,
yeah.
You were promoting stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he took it to Ike Parsa.
Yes, at Metro.
Yes. So, damn, the following day, I'm like, listen to this song.
Yeah.
I kept on playing it. And at that time, you know, it wasn't even mastered correctly.
Sure.
But I played it three times. And from there on, my life changed, you know. And then I was no longer a private person.
Yes.
Like, hey.
And then you went from Golf One to bigger cars.
All right.
Now, Ringo the musical.
Sure.
What song would you say punctuated your married life? What was you guys' song?
I've never had a song like that.
Where if it plays and you are in the same room but not together, you just make eye contact, that's our song playing. You guys never had a song like that?
Well, look, me and my ex-wife at the time,
yes,
we were on the same vibe, you know, in the same school, but sure. At that time, we never knew each other. We only knew each other here in Johannesburg.
Yes.
So, but we knew the song. There were songs that when they play, we like looked at each other. Hey, remember this song? Like, who's fooling who? Who is fooling? Tell me who.
Yes.
Who's
yes.
fooling who?
Are you fooling?
Are you fooling me?
Am I fooling you?
Or am I fooling you? You know.
Do you know that is one of my favorite childhood songs?
Oh, yes?
Yes. It's by One Way.
One Way, that's right.
If there was a top 10 of songs from my childhood, it's in the top
10.
It's in the top 10.
Sure.
And then that bass line.
Oh.
And then the harmonies.
You know.
Yo.
I think Barry got inspired by that. Yeah. Who's fooling who? Yeah. Are you fooling me?
Am I fooling you?
Sure.
Ringo the Musical. When things are tough, days are dark, the chips are down, what's Ringo's go-to song? Either to just uplift yourself or to remind yourself that there'll be a better day. Tomorrow is a new day. I can start again.
Still, I would you know, open my bag of songs.
Yeah.
And I'll play Sula Inyembezi Jonganga Mehlwa Macha Ilizwe Licha Ubomi Obucha Abuka vuka, uyabona uko msulwa, ubo mabuyontomi, awuthandwa ngabantu bonke, uyaza amandla ngawakho, awusoli bantu, kokwenzekayo kubomi bakho. Then it goes on it, so. You know, it's talking to me.
Yeah.
Even though it's made out of me, but it's talking to me as well. And I know that it's talking to other people as well.
It's almost meditation of sorts.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. Like it's like, hey, listen, man. Whatever it is, and you don't have to blame anyone.
Sure.
Look for the blame inside you.
Look in the mirror.
Yeah. Then you'll realize that actually. I can blame nobody. This is my life.
There's a saying, often the solution is in the problem.
That's right. That's right. And the minute I realize and I understand and I see the problem as it is, I've half solved it.
When things are tough, are there any moments where you are reduced to tears even?
Yeah. But I try not to do it publicly.
Sure. Yeah, it'll be awkward to see you walking past there crying.
You know, when you see that man, tell to please call an ambulance. Something is wrong. I'm no longer myself, you know? Or maybe I'm just about to go in and throw myself somewhere else.
Off Mandela Bridge.
I'm telling you. But, you know, there are times where, you know, I would be... you know, when things were very, very, very tough, you know, and I would sit without realizing that there's a tear running down. And then my little girl would be like, Tata, Yakala. Then I was like, and then just by that, having her unborn, that I was crying,
sure.
It sort of like reminds me that, hey, here's someone who's looking up to you.
Sure.
You know, and dust yourself up and, you know, walk.
What did you last cry about?
My sister that passed last year, this time.
Condolences.
You know, all of a sudden, you know, she just said no, she wanted to go home because I was staying with her, and then and yeah. But on the last day that, you know, all the family was there, and I just sit on the piano and just sang something. I have that, you know, that clip. And while I was, I cried. But at least I was with my family.
Sure.
So I just cried. And I knew that I was...
What are you playing on the piano?
Just something that just came. You know.
Sure.
Yeah. And I knew that the it was hard for them to hear me try to sing something, but cracking and crying. Meanwhile, our sibling was on the other room dying. You know, because my brother went and took her away from hospital. Said no, let us be together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, father. And then she died while we were there.
What song were you singing at the time?
It's a song that just came to my... but, you know, I still have to work on that. Every time I want to work on that song, it pains me, so I let it be. Until I'll find, you know, time where I can really...
When you're ready.
Yeah, and really look at it.
Sure.
And...
Absolutely.
Play it, yeah.
Finally, Ringo, the musical. It's the finale. It's before the credits are rolling. It's your victory song. The EFF maybe have won. You're now going to be Minister of Arts and Culture.
Oh, yeah.
What's that song that you're singing at that moment in this musical?
I'm a fighter, figile kweli shumi. Fighter, titifu maka mnande. Titifu. Fumaka mnande. Fumaka. You having fun?
Yeah. And hopefully Julius is not shooting a gun into the air.
That never happened.
No, it was a toy gun.
Remember? Yeah. Sure.
Oh, Prarigo, you're a funny guy. But looking back at your life,
sure.
Let's say you were watching your own life in a musical.
Sure.
And you've just watched it.
Sure.
That would be like you watching your life happening in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think when you look at this journey that you've been walking?
Probably I would have loved to just shifted some some instances where I could have been a better artist.
Sure.
You know, but I wouldn't change any hiccups, whatever, because they created who I am right now. But I guess at least could have went deeper into knowing, learning how to write music.
Sure.
Yeah. That is the only just little regret that I.
Sure.
But I see the problem of people who are deeper into, you know, the education of music.
Sure.
They are very they are stuck into they're boxed into some something that is very you know, mine is I
sometimes what you don't know becomes a superpower of sorts.
You know, I think I would be a foolish artist if I was really into writing music down and everything. I wouldn't be able to go beyond the box.
Yes.
I can sing opera, I can sing reggae, I can sing anything because I'm not boxed into anything. I can sing batang, I can sing maskan, all those things because I can, you know, break all these walls.
Sure.
So I think having, if I had gone deeper into, in the knowledge academically, you know, musically, I would have been, stuck somewhere.
Sure. So this past weekend, Chama Music, who's a DJ producer, he did a men's camp.
Okay.
So we had about 200 men literally camping out at a farm.
Sure.
Just machita.
Okay.
And just talking about guy issues, our challenges, what we're dealing with.
Mm.
And generally, majority of the guys lamented how they want to be better fathers.
That's great.
They want to be better men.
That's
they want to be better parents.
Yep.
Looking back at Ringo, the musical, are there any moments where you feel you could have been a better husband or a better parent or a better man?
For sure.
Yeah.
You know, I wish I could have swapped places with my ex-wife and be her, watching and experiencing being with Ringo and the pain of having all that pressure.
Yes.
You know, having all
being married to public property.
Exactly. You know, where when we walk together, she would dwindle into insignificance. People would be pushing her away.
Yes.
And, you know, I wish I could have been better into
protecting
her.
Yes.
You know, in every way.
Sure.
And also, I wish I could listen to my kids more than trying to tell them what to do, instead of listening to them and see and see the eye in the world through their eyes.
Sure.
Because I realized that I was more about thinking that they were empty vessels pumping information.
Yes.
Meanwhile, they were not like that. They were seeing. They could reason.
And I think one mistake we make as parents also is we treat our kids, like you're saying, like it's three empty vessels that all need the same fuel.
Exactly.
But it's three different minds that need different approaches, different stimulation, different attention at all times.
Yes.
But because generally as parents we're lazy, we take a brush.
Yeah, all of them same. No.
Versus where now you need a pencil first before the brush.
Mm.
Where now you need a pen, then maybe the brush.
That's right. And you know, and those things. So I would look back and like, wow, I wish I could. You know, because even though some of them didn't follow what I was advising, not because they don't. But because they were rebellious in the way that I was giving.
They're pushing back.
They're pushing back. No. We're not. And somehow they regret that they never listened.
Sure.
But I also regret that I should have let them be.
Yes.
You know.
But it's been a good journey.
Oh, yeah. We're still friends, you know.
Sure.
And with my ex-wife, we're still friends, you know. Mm. Actually, we are more friends now. That's very strange.
Does your ex-wife prefer you with or without the gap? No, let me tell you why I'm asking. Because
yeah.
The gap became your... It's part of who you are.
Oh, yeah.
That's the Ringo we know.
Well,
you know what I mean? And then the minute you did dental work, some people might have not recognized you. It's like, this guy looks like Ringo, but it's not, because that guy doesn't have a gap.
But you know, for her, you know, because I knew her before there was that gap.
Okay.
Because that gap is not natural.
Sure.
You know, grow up in Cape Town and we have two. So it was a gap that was created, you know, through fights and everything.
Sure.
So now, when she saw the gap, like, oh, and then what happened? And then when it's back, so it was more like back to reality. But the others who knew Ringo from Sondela days, like, people think that, you know, it was a natural gap.
Yes.
And they hate it.
Mm.
Others even still believe that my voice changed.
Yeah, fairly. How? Because your teeth are part of the acoustics in your mouth.
Yeah.
So the minute you feel the gap, how you're changing the acoustics?
No, but I was more like lisping there.
Sondela.
If you listen carefully, if you listen carefully, like you hear the Zets are like. But because the voice is something nice, you don't go deeper into that. Sure.
So, Braringo, you are working this coming weekend. Sure. Where can your fans come and support you and show you love? And that's one of the reasons we have you here today.
Oh, yes.
Just to
yes.
support you, show you love, remind you who the hell you are.
Thank you.
And that we're behind you all the time, regardless of what you're doing, whether you're going to politics. Sure. If you start farming, we're there.
Sure.
You know, if you want to be an astronaut, we are there.
Each other.
Where are you this weekend? Where can we support
you? I'm at the Mandela Theatre.
Yes, sir.
Yes, that Maibuya Africa.
Sure.
You know, the name could be broadened, you know, that because Maibuya Africa, like, bring it back. And, sure. And Africa is about wealth, health, land. It's about dignity.
Sure.
It's about love, you know, it's about unity, all that. So we need to bring it back, not only, you know, but we need to love one another as Africans more often. And I think the concept is more about let's unite.
Sure.
And what I love about it, we have like artists from Hope Masika from Zimbabwe.
Sure.
Femi Koya from Nigeria. Alaga. Sorry, I forgot the name, but from Senegal.
Okay.
Simpuadana, Spogazi,
sure.
Mahotela Queens. Yep. You see that
it's African
sticks.
Yes.
You know, yeah.
African one building.
Oh yes, you know. Sir. So we and it's all, you know, ages food as well, you know. And I'm glad that, you know, I'm part of that.
Sure.
And also
so is it for the entire weekend?
It's 24, 25.
So 24th and 25th.
Yep.
Okay.
And
are tickets still available?
Tadu, I'm not sure about that. Yeah. And I think they'll be, because there are some packages where if one buys 10 tickets, there's 20% discount.
Okay.
And if you buy 20, there's you know more discount than coming in. So
yes, sir.
Yeah, it's, you know, the best thing is like people should just go in there and support.
Yes,
you
sir.
Know, and we need to, you know, answer to this clarion call that Africa, we should unite.
Absolutely.
Yeah. As we believe that all these borders shouldn't be there anyway. They were created in 1884.
Sure.
So we need to start to believe in one another. Know that we are brothers and sisters anyway.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So 24th, 25th,
sure.
It's Saturday, Sunday.
Sure.
No, Friday, Saturday.
Friday, Saturday, yeah.
Friday, Saturday. That's at right. The Nelson Mandela
Theater, yeah, Bramfontein.
Theater in Bramfontein.
That's right.
Maibuya Africa.
Maibuya Africa.
It's going to be an incredible show. Ringo and a ton of other talents on stage. Please get a ticket, go show them love, and spread love, and just
spread
tell
love.
Everyone else, get someone a ticket, gift someone a ticket. But let's support the arts, and let's support our future Minister of Arts and Culture. So what's the first thing you're going to do as your first day as Minister of Arts and Culture?
First of all, artists.
Yeah.
Of all kinds, DJs, engineers, you know, fine art, musica.
We get a grant also. Oh, sorry. No. We want about 350 nuts.
Look, you know, an artist, you know, I will never retire.
Yeah.
I will, you know, one thing that I would love to. I wish it would happen to
yes,
to leave this world on stage.
Sure.
Not to make people feel bad, but as I go, just like Mama Miriam did.
Ah, yes.
As she finished, she walked down.
As the curtain closes.
As she walked downstairs, then that's when she go. Because they say when she walked down, she fell. That was it. You know?
Or you could make it part of your show. Where if we knew that today's the last day. Part of the show, the coffin is on the stage. As you say goodbye, you walk in.
You
lie down and then you just wave.
You know how we are as black people, Africans. When you do that,
It's a problem.
They keep away from you.
Yeah. I said, no. Call it the final show. Mm. They don't know you know. Raringo, love you, my brother.
Thank you, sir.
Nothing
love
but
too,
love man. And respect for you. I've literally been standing next to you, watching you growing and doing great things. You're iconic. And I'm happy that Sony have woken up to the fact that you're Ringo, man. You're Ringo. We need you to be immortalized, you know, in the way that as many of us would like to immortalize you can. And we'll continue to do that. We'll support your music. We'll stream your music. And hopefully we'll hear brand new music sooner than later.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I'll be in the studio. And in fact, October, I'll give you a call. October, November, you come and...
No, let's go.
Come and check
it's
it out.
It's on. Ladies and gentlemen, Honorable Ringo Matlingozi, future Minister of Arts and Culture, is about to leave the building. Now, if you know who the next coach of Liverpool is, or you've seen that video of Diddy, but you don't know who the electoral candidates for your province or ward are, then you might have some mental realignment to do, even if it's just for the coming week. Now, we're not telling you how to think. We're not telling you what to think. We're just asking you to be more enlightened in time for next week's big event. Hope you become more informed. Hope you stay away and hope you have a wow week ahead. Coming to you from AMP Studios, we're part of the Africa Podcast Network. Shout out Pezulu Works for the cinematography. Our audio imaging all done by Otis the Flo Fraser. Our guests today, Kanyisa Bunu and Ringo Matlingozi. Creative producer Kuvesh Mohan and show producer Keletso Modisa King. Email us at waw@africapodcastnetwork.com. Till next week, have an incredible wow week in spite of yourselves. We're out of here.